is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Leslie, we saw the market start off with mixed trade, then fine buying that pushed us up to the upside that held most of the session. The only thing that was a little disappointing is today's highs in most of the contracts is the lowest highs for live cattle and feeder cattle contracts the last six sessions. A little disappointment. We couldn't get any higher than that, and then we couldn't hold the highs going into the close, especially in the feeder cattle, where some contracts did close slightly negative. Box beef today held on the positive side by $1.23 on the choice. Selects up 220. Had a good movement of 106 loads. We also saw an estimated cattle kill day of 110,000 head. And on the close today, we saw the June cattle close 72 higher. August live cattle 82 higher. August feeders up 67. October feeders up 30. And July lean hogs $1.87 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
And insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can find insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7766. And Tom, what brought support to the grain market?
Well, Leslie, I think you got to give credit to the technical buying once again. Fundamentally, we lacked any fresh news after even the weekly export sales did not offer anything bullish. Well, it seemed to be more than anything. The fund stepped up to the plate, started buying, covering shorts today, gave us the upside that we saw. We held very close to the highs going into the close with some double-digit gains in the wheat and some in the soybean contracts today. We saw everything but wheat today make new highs for the week. On the close, July KC wheat was 12 cents higher. September KC up 13. July Chicago wheat was also 13 cents higher. July corn closed 4.5 higher. December corn up 4.25. July soybeans up 11.25. November beans were 9 cents higher. And July cotton down 12 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.